Welcome, everyone. This is Russ Galzo, Chronicles of the End Times. So glad to be with you today as we continue our podcast series, God and You, the Divine Connection. I think it is so sad that we are moving away from God being the creator. It's been taught in schools for years about evolution, and that's a whole podcast on its own, probably a whole series on its own. That's step one of what the enemy wants to do, and he has done it very well. Removing God as creator opens the door for so many things that are not healthy, that are evil, and that tear people down. It's amazing to me that we can have so many award shows. You ever notice how many award shows there are? There are award shows, you know, for Broadway, for movies, for music, for art, for dance. It just goes on and on. There's awards for all kinds of things you could name. Giving awards to those who have created them. And I love the arts. I'm all about it. Those of you who follow me know that I'm president of Lighthouse Productions. We've done stage shows. We're in the middle of doing a graphic novel now of our stage shows. And I've written songs. I've been in bands in the past, good, bad, and ugly. And I love music, and I love the arts. But when I got saved, I realized where that gift was coming from. Those gifts that God gives out are to all. What we do with them is what we have to answer for. If we're using it just to make ourselves money, to make ourselves famous, then that's a problem. But if we're using those gifts to not only bless those around us, our families, but to use them in a positive way. That brings me to what we're going to be talking about today. As I mentioned in the last podcast, talking about fear. How does that all work out? Opening of talking about creation and being God, being the creator. It's because the connection between you and God and me and God goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. The Lord tells us in His Word that He made us in His image. That's important. We are not just here by some chance, but everything here has been created. That's our first connection with God, is that He made us and not we ourselves. That's what the scripture tells us, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And those of you who may be in the medical profession or maybe in science, you have to admit it's amazing what God has done. God's creation is incredible. When we understand the connection goes way back to the Garden of Eden and that Jesus came to die for us, to pay the price for our sin, that no deed, no matter of service or dedication could erase. That's what makes Christianity different from every religion under the sun. Sin is sin. Doing wrong is doing wrong. Being harsh, being evil, doing things that are not right to others. So how do we get rid of that? No other religion supplies that. Some believe we suffer for a while and burn our sins away. Our sin is our sin, and it needs to be cleansed. Not by fire, or some torture, or some disease, or some suffering of some kind. Suffering cannot erase sin. It might make us feel sorry, but it cannot erase it. Only God can erase it through the blood of Jesus Christ. So the connection is real between you and I and God. It is divine, created by Him for a purpose. For those of us who believe that and know it to be true, it makes it much easier to fight off fear. Living in the world we live in today, where fear abounds and hate abounds, insecurity abounds, no one knows what the future holds, it's a crapshoot. If you don't know God, you're just walking out there every single day with the hope that something's going to happen that's good. And trust me, things are not headed in that direction. We can look all over the world. I mean, this podcast is called Chronicles of the End Times, talking about the beginning of sorrows, the coming of Christ, and all the things that are going to happen on that road to Armageddon. So there are many things to fear in the natural. Fear is something God has given us. I'm talking about natural fear. Don't put your hand on the stove again because it's hot. Don't drive your car at 120 miles an hour down the road. Don't do certain things that could harm you or harm others. There's a fear. God put that in us to protect us so we would not hurt ourselves. But the other fear is from the enemy. And I don't know about you, but I have experienced it. I've experienced fear in my ministry. I've experienced fear in all parts of my life. It's a battle. And there are times when fear can grip you and make you paralyzed. And you don't even know why. That's a supernatural fear that comes from Satan. I could be in the middle of a project, working on a book, or getting ready for something that God wants me to do, and just fear grips me. I'm worried about, I wonder if I'm going to have enough to pay the bills this month. I wonder about this. I wonder about that. And pretty soon, the fear starts gripping me. Those of you who have experienced that know it's supernatural. Some things we fear, we don't even understand why we're fearing them when it's over, because it's supernatural fear. That supernatural fear can only be fought with supernatural power. And that comes from the Word of God. That comes from the power of Jesus Christ. Let's look at a couple scriptures. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And where does that sound mind come from? It can only come from the Word of God. It can only come from the Bible. Being tied in to that divine connection, believing in that divine connection between you and God. It's real. And the blood of Jesus Christ brings us into His fellowship, makes us a child of God. And God loves us. So if God has not given us the spirit of fear, that means He doesn't want us to have fear. He doesn't want us to have that kind of fear. That's not the protective fear that He's given us. This is a supernatural dark fear that the enemy brings upon us to try to crush us, try to keep us from the work that God has for us, and keep us from understanding the love of God. And this fear can stop us from believing. It can stop us from working for God. It can stop us cold in our tracks. Maybe it's hurts and wounds from the past that haven't been fully healed. Guilt and shame from past sins or circumstances. Insecurity in ourselves, low self-esteem, or a lack of the knowledge of the Word of God. All these things the devil can use to increase our fear and to crush our spirit. But God's love is unconditional. You are a child of God. His mercy covers all those things. His love covers all those things. Perfect love casts out all fear. I'm sure you've heard that scripture before if you've been in church for any length of time. The perfect love means that God will never hurt me. God loves me. God has great things for me. God sings over me. He really loves me. We don't understand it sometimes because we know who we are. I understand who I am, and I marvel at God's love for me. But He loves me. He loves you today so much that it's hard for us to fathom it. But that love casts out all fear. That confidence in the love of God, that confidence in the blood of Jesus Christ, that confidence that comes from we are created in God's image, all those things link together through the salvation of Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ. And the seal of the Holy Spirit is on our foreheads. God has already marked us. We are His. We talk about spiritual warfare all the time, but this is what it is. God has given us the power to tear down strongholds. The Bible actually says we have the power to demolish strongholds. But when we're locked in fear, it's difficult. We need to call on the name of Jesus. We may not feel like picking up our Bibles. We may not feel like praying. If we're in the middle of this conflict with fear, it's tough, it's difficult. But if we use the name of Jesus, just use the name of Jesus. If that is all that you can get out, if that is how bad things have gotten, you can still call on the name of the Lord and He will come. Psalm 18 is one of the most powerful psalms David has written. That's just my opinion. When it comes to God rescuing him and God rescuing you and me. His view of God, his sense of God, his vision of God coming to him when he calls out is absolutely stunning. It's amazing. If we have this same vision of God when we go to prayer, when our backs are against the wall, we can only be lifted up. Let's look at it together. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils, consuming fire from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced, and hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning he routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed and the foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He reached down from on high, took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from the powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Wow. Psalm 18. The battle is real. I don't want to live in a pretend Christian world. And I've known, unfortunately, many Christians. Oh, I don't fear anything anymore. I don't do this anymore. I'm blessed of God. And they walk around and they profess all this, but they're not being truthful with themselves. We're all human beings. We're filled with frailties. We have problems. We're fighting through here. Jesus said to Thomas, "You believe because you see. But blessed are those who have not seen yet believe." That's you and me. It's an invisible war. It's not easy to comprehend. But as we devour the Word of God, it will make a difference. Why do you think the enemy wants to keep you away from it? Why do you get tired when you're going to try to read the Word? Or why do all these things come into your mind? Or you get interrupted? That's why it's important for us to take time when no one else is around. Even if we have to get up early, even if it's in the middle of the night, whenever it is, we need to beat the devil at his own game. We need to decide we're going to fight the battle. We can't haphazardly say, well, yeah, okay, I can fight the battle. We have to decide. We have to prepare. We have to train, just like a real army does. No one takes off their civilian clothes, grabs a gun, and goes into the heat of battle. They are trained for a reason, to understand what they're going to face it, how to react. You and I need that same training, and it's in the Word of God. So I pray that this has been a blessing to you. You are made in the image of God. You and I have a divine connection through the blood of Jesus Christ. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has set us free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. So the next time you're overcome with fear, or you may be in that position today, call on the name of Jesus, and the clouds will begin to part. Because when you pray, as we just read, God thunders from his throne, because no one loves you like the Father does. This is Russ Galsa for Chronicles of the End Times. God bless you. Keep serving him, and keep looking up, for the King is coming.